Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Now is the part of the show that I always like to give a special, special thanks and huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be one Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentucky. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, 36 actually, fairest service, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. You'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. For people who didn't know what the humor was in that moment, Steve was scrolling during that read, and he was guzzling his peach milkshake, and he let out the most natural He didn't realize the microphone is on, Steve. You really just sit there, and it's like you forgot you was on the radio.
Yeah.
That was pure bliss, is what that was, man.
That's the best milkshake, man.
Dude, can you believe I've never had one of these? This is my first ever one.
It's the best one you can get.
And with the highest level of respect to Marcus's watermelon rind trick, I'm pretty much there right now.
Yeah,
like, these things are amazing.
Yes, I mean it is.
Hey,
it's not overly. There's real fruit in it too. Like, it's not overly sweet, and like, you got actual peach chunks in it. And
if there's people coming up from the South, if you're listening to us from Florida right now or Georgia, and you're headed up this way, if you see these stands with black seeds and watermelons from down south, bring some by the studio, please. Please bring some by the studio. These are really good. It's very responsive, too.
So she's really excited to be doing the show.
I am. Okay, so where did we settle at, Steve? Who are you most excited? Cason Pryor? Most excited to see, because he's the most intriguing to you.
Yeah, he's going to be mine because, again.
And this is open. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 3831. 93.9 is the text line. Cason Pryor, because?
Well, I mean, just because I know what he can do, but I don't know what he can bring yet.
Okay, so you think he has the most weapons in his arsenal?
I do. Like, to me, if he is what we hope he is, you know, if he is, let's say.
Can he really? Okay. You know what, yeah. I worry about sometimes. Okay. I'll use a Jalen Withers, for example.
Okay.
All the tools, all the weapons.
Oh yeah.
Why isn't it all Why isn't
it
all connected? Like, it looks like it should be on highlights.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, you look like you got Jalen Withers level tools. There's not a coach in the world who doesn't say he should be better than what he is.
Yeah.
Every single, like, that's why it wasn't surprising when it was like all the guys transfers, like, yeah, he went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
So, you think Cason Pryor?
I do. Yeah.
Got a sweeter shot.
Yeah. No, I think Cason Pryor's a better player. I do. I mean, I think he's a better player. It's just, I want to see it. I want to see how many tools.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I've got this thing and I know it's at worst a 7,
mm-hmm.
but it could be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see where he tips on that scale, you know.
Adrian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Adrian.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What up, man?
The player I want to see the most, well, not the most, but I just want to see is Rain Smith, because we haven't had a shooter since Ryan McMahon. I want to see him, see if he's really that good of a shooter. And another thing, I'm ready for football. I call myself watching CFL, and I don't like that. I don't really understand it, but I'm a first-time season ticket holder. I'm ready to go. And like I said, my player I want to see is Rain Smith. What y'all think about that?
Bro, appreciate the call. I cannot argue with that.
No.
I can't not argue with that.
No. I mean, because if he is a
– what? How tall is he listed as?
I have to look up.
Let's see.
Rain Smith. I think he's 6'2". I think he's listed as 6'2".
Probably about right.
Rain Smith. Does that
– okay.
I mean, it's just so valuable when Ryan McMahon would bust the game open. 6'2".
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
How tall is Ryan McMahon?
Let's see.
If he's listed as 6 foot or 6'1", then he's 6 foot,
man,
right?
And height, survey says, well, shoot, they gave me the baseball player.
Did you not type in Ryan McMahon Louisville?
I didn't type, no, I didn't, Steve. 6 foot.
If they had listed as 6 foot, that means he's 5'11", right?
Yeah.
The baseball player is 6'2".
For what it's worth, he would have been phenomenal.
Wait, the 6'2 Ryan McMahon?
6'2 Ryan McMahon. Like, sorry, 6'2 Ryan McMahon.
Yeah. I mean, okay, 6'2, that's the line where you should be able to hold your own, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Mm. Where you're not a liability, like a full liability out there.
I mean,
I think that's the only thing that, you know, of course, you love Ryan. He's great.
Yeah.
God. It's probably two games. I just, I need you to be able to get off a couple more shots.
Yeah.
When they chase you off the line.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you think Rain Smith should be able to do. And I mean that the value of just
what's your guy's name the state trooper that torched Kentucky?
Golkey, yeah.
Crazy.
I can, Steve, don't you have those moments where you're like, you didn't deserve that? Like, all the crap you've been through in your life.
I mean, I did see some highlights from the game the other day, and it was like, man, the threes he hit were really insane.
They were insane.
Like, I mean, defenders were like right in his face. Like, the only thing we could have did was foul him. I mean, they're looking at the coach like, we only could have fouled. That's the only more we could have done. Like, it was pretty incredible. Like, yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, I don't know how you hit that.
Just, that was
it's just insane.
That's pretty wild, Steve.
Yeah.
That was but yeah, so Rain Smith is the new goalkeeper.
Yeah. look, he's that. Without a doubt. And but no, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that you want to be up four, and he takes it to 10, you know, or
you know, I think his what was the guy he used to talk about all the time, we saw him on Celtics bench now, the former coach, Australia.
Oh, Ross McMahon. Yeah.
We used to talk about the magnet, you know, like,
yeah,
be the magnet. I think Rain can be more of a magnet than we realize too.
Sure.
Like, just like I keep somebody at the basket because with James Scott,
mm-hmm,
I keep somebody really uncomfortable with actually Waterman and Rain. I think can keep people really, really uncomfortable with their So it's funny, we're doing all this roundabout, right? Who gets around a player more, Corin or Chucky?
Well, You know, I think immediately you say Corin just because of how he plays and stuff. But then I think if you go and watch, it's like, well, Chucky's probably the answer because, I mean, like...
Is he probably just more shifty?
Yeah.
And Corin is more speed?
Yeah, yeah. It's more... Or it's just the difference of, okay, Vince Young was uber impressive... But he didn't look like Seneca Wallace. You know, but it's like...
Wait.
It's like...
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
What? No, I'm giving Vince Young the credit here. Hear me out. Yeah, no, this is pro-Vince Young, is what I'm saying. But, like, he just was...
What made you think of Seneca Wallace?
Because they were around the time, and Seneca Wallace was juking. I would say juking and jiving. Shucking and jiving. But he was kind of, you know, he was
shifty.
It was like, whoa, man, look at him. That's crazy. Well, Vince Young could just take off and go 60 yards down the field, and it was like, is he fast? Because you don't look fast.
It took me a while to process Seneca Wallace, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah. But it's like...
Aaron Brooks is who I was thinking of.
Yeah. And it's like, but here's my thing is, it's like, okay, you look at the two and you're like, oh, man, well, Seneca Wallace is like crazy shifty. And it's like, yeah, but he can't do what Vince Young can do. I mean, like, Vince Young can take off 70 yards. It's like, but he just don't look fast. He's just long and big, but he's moving. Like,
golly.
You know, I mean, that's crazy how fast he's moving. But I think that's kind of like Chucky Hepburn and Corin. Like, Corin's more street ball. I'm on the mixtape. I put it between the dude's legs. I got around him, you know, and then I flipped it upside down. And whereas Chucky's more just like, I just got around him, got in the middle, and then just kicked it to the guy.
Just made the right play.
Yeah, and you're like, well, that was really valuable. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think he can use the screens better.
Mm-hmm.
He can use the pick and roll better. Like, yeah, knows the space better. But again, the reason I did that because I'm like, I still need a playmaker going to the basket. Like I said,
yeah,
I love the under control Chucky. It's like watching Carlique.
Sure,
you know, just like
sure.
He's so like it took us a while to appreciate how smart Carlique was.
Oh God.
I mean, you saw him and you knew he could play, but it was like when you saw him up close.
Yeah.
It's like,
anytime he had the ball, you were like, okay, it's not even that it's super sexy, but he can get around this guy and shoot a free throw jumper and hit it. Or just shoot the little step 1 foot, you know, and then he hits it and you're like, well, that was old man gamey.
Old man gamey.
But, you know, now he's got 30 some on Duke and you're winning. You know, you're like, hey, he's pretty awesome.
And he's showing that he's still international competition. He's a problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's still rolling.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't he like G League MVP and stuff? Or he's either, an MVP somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, actually he was.
I thought he was like the G League MVP. Yep. I mean, yeah, like, no, yeah, he can hoop.
And he's another guy just aged out, huh?
Yeah, he's a Cincinnati kid. But I'll tell you who I think is going to be a lot like him. Not to that level, but it's Kobe Rogers.
Mm.
When you watch him, he's a lot. He's just another Cincinnati kid. Mm-hmm. So Phil will love that because they're both from Cincinnati. So I'm like, well, they're alike. But Kobe Rogers.
Identical.
Yeah, Kobe Rogers on the team, though. And I don't know if he's going to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a lot like Carlique in that phase mm-hmm. that you'll be like, man, he is gamey. Really valuable.
Yeah, just gamey.
Yeah, I mean, like. He went on like an 8-0 run by himself against Alabama, and you were like, nah, that wasn't sexy at all. But on an 8-0 run, the announcers are like, man, they can't stop Kobe Rogers, you know? And you're like, yeah, but all he did was just kind of get in the lane.
Do we got somebody on the line, Nikki?
Yeah, you said somebody. I can't remember who.
Oh, God. No, we're just doing. Hey, caller, don't say your name just yet.
Jay, okay, all right, we're good. We got it.
Jay, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Feeling good.
I just was listening to you guys. You know, I agree, you know, everything you're saying. I kind of want to see Caron Johnson just because I just think it'll give that Russ Diva dynamic with Hepburn. because I mean, I was just watching some of Karan Johnson's highlights as far as like high school and stuff like that. And the guy, like, I mean, got like crazy handles and stuff like that too. But he was, you know, he was always scored, like, even, you know, back in his high school days. But I mean, it's a few of them I want to see, you know, really on the team. But I kind of want to see that fast, dynamic, like, you know, backcourt, you know, and then with, you know, Hepburn, Seals, and it just seems like, you know, like.
So you like speed. You like speed guys over control guards.
I like the control guards too, like Carlique, because like I say, Carlique was a monster with it, and he would be, you know, it wasn't fast at all, but Carlique was super strong, and like for his size, and then, you know, he just was an elite level scorer. He knew where he was going, and he knew what he was going to do, and it was just like, you know, he was just the best surprise that we got, like, you know, at the transfer portal, you know, since Damian Lee, and it was just, you know, just one of them guys that just. He was everything we asked for and some, you know. And I think we're going to probably get some of that this year with some people that, you know, we may not even say, you know, we might even be, you know, it may not even be a backcourt guy. I mean, like you say, it could be Kaysen. It could be Waterman. You know, because you look at Waterman highlights and you're like, man, how's this guy doing this at 6'10"? You know, and – and he's athletic, so we got a lot of tools on this, you know, on this team, really. So, and then even the leadership wise, you like hearing what the guy from Colorado saying, you know, and then he's saying the offense is there. And then what he says, you know, defensively, he's gonna be a problem. You know, you want to hear that even more because. Offensively, we already looking at the players on the team and how, you know, Kelce plays.
Right.
Like, you know, offensively, we're going to be good anyway. But you hearing defensively, we're going to be a problem? That's what you wanted to hear more.
Jay, I appreciate the call. On Jay's point, we never really used this clip or we never really spoke on it. Opening question, Kelce press conference says – the opening question when he's asked about defense, fitting his guys into the defensive scheme.
Okay.
If you do have that, Nikki, yes, I would like to hear that really quick.
It'd be lovely.
Yeah. You and I did not get a chance to really, you know,
no.
pick at that one. So yeah, Jay's call just kind of,
yeah. Yeah. No, we kind of, we didn't dissect it. It's just kind of who's the dog and
who's your starters? How do you determine your starting five?
Right now. Give me a starting five. You got it. Cool.
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, it's pretty cool. Afternoon in June to have a press conference, look around, have a packed room like this. The passion for Louisville basketball never ceases to amaze me. So kudos to Cardinal Nation and to you guys for coming out. Love that question. When you ask, have I been around my guys to know enough of what our defensive identity is going to look like? We had a pretty good idea going in of what we do and how we do it defensively. Obviously, when we recruit, we take those things into consideration, who are the type of players that kind of fit who we play. I think I might have been asked this at the press conference, the introductory press conference, I'm not sure. We are predominantly, I would say, 99.9% a half-court man-to-man team. I think it's an interesting dichotomy that we do play fast on the offensive end. There's a lot of possessions in our game. We tilt the floor. But our philosophy in the half-court is more of a half-court man-to-man team. I compare us schematically a lot to Alabama in that regard. Both have a lot of possessions in their game. They push the ball offensively. But hang their hat on a tough, tenacious, nasty half-court man-to-man defense.
Tenacious, half-court, 99% man-to-man defense. Alabama, a lot of possessions. Tilt the floor. Shootouts or what?
Yeah. I mean, I think we fall in love sometimes with press
The word?
Yeah.
The word.
Yeah, like, I think sometimes...
Press or pressure.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And to me, because I did see some people were kind of like, well, half-court defense, and I'm like, yeah, but you can't skip over the fact. He said predominantly man-to-man, mm-hmm. which means what? You're probably going to get a lot of pressure, even in the half-court. You know, it's like, or you're going to get pick them up, or we're going to, you know, I mean... You don't recruit guys defensively like Corin, like Chucky Hepburn, you know, like those type of players if you're not wanting to pressure somebody. But,
yeah, because it's like, I like the way you describe that, because there's pressure on the ball that you don't have to chase a guy out to half court, right?
Yeah.
Just on how close you are to a man when he has the ball, like you know, like up on him pressure. You pick up fouls when you go out to half court and try to press out there, right? But when you let them within, like if you pick them up tight at the NBA line,
yeah,
and get up on them.
Yes.
Like, that's just as much pressure as...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, just the harassment pressure. You know, like I said, sometimes the Rick stuff is just like... Well, that's like mental pressure.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If you're playing a man-to-man-based defense, like, there's no way to play that and not pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what man-to-man defense is. Like, I mean, that's what it is in all sports. I mean, whether you're... coming off the line in football, you know, as a corner, or whether you're, you know,
the
it's like
corner.
The point is, you're my man. I'm playing defense, pressure defense.
And he's talking about I recruited guys that already could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We handpicked our guys to.
Well, and that's where I went back to said. I mean, you don't recruit guys like Chucky, you don't recruit guys like Corin and those guys if you're not looking to pressure the ball. Like that's part of the game. So I think we're gonna enjoy it. I mean, and plus though, you gotta remember, you're taking shots. You're going to take a lot of shots. To me, it's hard to have both, because Rick Pitino teams weren't coming down, boom, 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 quick shots. Mm. Like, I think Pat Kelsey wants to do that more. You can't do that and have a overly pressing team, because you're just going to get beat. You know, like, you're going to get beat all the time. So it's like you got to pick one or the other. And to me, I like that thought of, hey, we're going to pressure in the half court.
You're going to have to go look at some Alabama now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, are you saying them against Alabama? Are you saying like,
yeah,
you like, okay.
Them, no.
Or are you saying that's how like Nate Oates.
He did reference Alabama.
Plays. Okay.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
We're, you know, our style's kind of going to be like Alabama. Mm-hmm. You know, like we favor them.
Yeah.
He's like, I know he wants Alabama so bad. Does he want a revenge game with Louisville?
I take it. Let's settle for Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Tennessee this year. Everybody else in the SEC, apparently.
I'll tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break. Roll along, 939 DeVille. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Isn't it good? Isn't it good to get faces and names and
yeah,
partners?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting some painting done.
I've been begging for painting. The boss of the entire company sat in the studio with me. And he was like, what's the one thing you would want? I was like, paint. He was like, yeah, I agree. Should we paint it? I was like, yeah. So now it sounds like, shout out to Steve Ebbs, we're finally going to get a painting.
Is he painting some here?
I think they're painting the whole place in here.
Really?
Yeah. But if he's not painting in this studio, I will.
I wasn't ready for that one either.
That looks like hell. Pregnant with another baby in the car?
Yeah.
Kids. But it's one of those things, man, where if they're not painting in here, I'm going to pay him to paint in here.
Right.
Yeah.
If we're not on the schedule.
Yeah.
Speaking of partners, I want to take a second to tell everybody, actually, a couple things. These are serious shout-outs, so you want to pay attention to this because this is help me help myself right now. Very selfish spot coming up. Your home is your fortress. Your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be thinking Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Okay, so here's the thing. Nikki, I'm going to need you to be on standby.
All right, I'm listening.
If people are going to have to reach out to you on this show or you on your dad's show, what's the number over there?
267-9680.
267-9680 if you don't call this show by the time we get out of here. Listen, people. Pops Maben is coming to town. Pops Maben is going to require three things during his vacation in this area.
Okay.
He needs his car painted. His truck painted. Now, he's willing to spend. He knows it's not the cheapest thing to get done. But he needs it done, and he needs to know that somebody...
So bring it over to crib.
He needs to know that Marcus knows somebody who can not rob him.
God, Marcus just wants to look cool. Somebody help him out.
That's part of it.
I mean, no, I feel it.
Because the standard has been elevated.
I love it.
If you're listening to this show... And you need I need an assist from somebody who does paint jobs for cars or wraps or whatever. Anybody, contact myself. What email do I use the most? You can do Marcus M at ESPN Louisville. You can do Made for the Ville at Gmail.
MARCUS.
It is not MARCUS. Yes. Yeah, so listen, my dad's, yep, he's a paint job.
Okay.
And who do we use last time? Was it Extreme Auto?
That sounds
Extreme
right.
Extreme Audio.
Oh, the speakers he got.
Yeah.
He was jacked about those.
Yes, he was pumped about those. So I think his radio has died as well. So we're going to see, we're going to get him a new radio and a paint job on his vehicle. Can you talk for a second?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So make sure we help Mr. Maben out as he's in town, and we're polite guests to him up here and the family tree.
Host.
Yeah. We want to make sure, polite. Yeah, we want to make sure, I was trying to think, we want to make sure he is welcomed as a guest. That's what I was wanting to say. All right, let's drop him.
Is he going to email? Roger?
No, he's going to tell you right now.
Oh, okay.
So you can get your pen, Roger, and write it down.
I got my pen. I'm listening.
Hey, I was going to let you know there's a place in Shepherdsville called Tony's, and they're really good. And used to be, if they're still in business, it was Taylor's House of Colors over off Crittenden Drive.
Can you spell that first name again? Tanner's House of Colors?
Taylor's, T-A-Y-L-O-R-S.
Taylor's House of Colors.
Now, if they're still in business, but, man, they would really fix the vehicle up.
Okay.
They would do graphics and everything. And can I add one thing?
Absolutely.
I don't know if y'all remember. I called back right when Coach Kelsey was starting to recruit, and I had said something about wanting some lockdown defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we only had James Scott then at the time, and maybe Rain. And hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased now. So
Which player are you most excited to see in the Bahamas?
Oh, gosh. Man, there's too many. I want to see them all.
Yeah. Come on, Roger.
I like this, it, Roger.
I got to put you on the spot. This is high-pressure radio here.
Okay, cruel. Well, if Rain is a world-class shooter, I want to see him bombs away. Mm. I also want to see Chucky on defense.
Yeah,
good point.
That's a good one. That's not bad, Roger.
Roger, listen, I do appreciate the call. I appreciate the leads.
Oh, you're welcome.
Absolutely, Roger.
I was gonna say, I was like, Roger, you can't call in saying, listen, I called back and said I wanted lockdown defenders, and then the first thing he said was, I want to see the shooter. I was like, okay. Yeah, I just want to see the guy that shoots.
To be honest, yeah, if he's world-class shooter.
This texter says, my family does body work and paint on cars. Jim Barry Auto Collision.
Wait. Jim Barry, is it?
J-I-M.
Okay.
Barry Auto Collision. Tell him you know 554. Be like, I don't know who this guy is.
Is that the number? Like,
this the guy text in. You're like, I don't know who they are, but they text in my show, and they said to call you guys.
Okay, that's a little bit of a lead.
Somebody said Taylor's House of Colors, right next to Kentucky Kingdom, a couple blocks away from Arby's over there. They're really good. Some of the best pinstriping in the country.
Taylor's House of Colors.
That's the one he was telling you about.
Okay.
My mama would make watermelon rind preserves. I didn't know what it was doing to me.
are you a dad now?
Well, let me give you another option. My friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. You know what? If you are a dad or you're a man and you're just not quite feeling the way that you should be feeling, go check them out. Listen, if you want, what's so funny, Nick? Is something funny back there?
Nothing. My contacts just like fell out.
I was
of
like,
my eyes.
I'm sorry that I'm happy.
No, I'm super happy.
Everybody
you are
else.
I'm just my eyes. Okay.
He's losing weight, but Nick, look at him back there.
What the?
Where did that come from?
Rest of us are getting in shape. Nick's. Like the woman on the Harry Potter.
I'm down 10 pounds.
You do look good.
Thank you. I was just saying.
Okay, no, you do look good. But I do want to tell y'all, my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health, man, if you're just not feeling yourself, you're getting up in age, whatever it is, man. I mean, when I say get up in age, I'm talking in your 30s. When you hit 30 years old, you start to lose 2 to 3% of your testosterone every year. I didn't know that. I was 37, and I was like, I don't feel the way I should feel. I went in. They said, well, your testosterone's low. I said, absolutely not. That's not what's going on because I'm a man, and my testosterone is not low. I am. I was like, look, I'll pick this chair up and throw it right now. Of course, they took my blood. They brought back my numbers. And not only was my testosterone low, Marcus, it was insanely low.
Can't have that.
So, yeah, I was like, well, that's not going to work. Look, so I looked at everybody, said, this doesn't leave the room. Of course, everything there's confidential, so it didn't matter. They put me on testosterone, started that day. It was a 30-minute appointment. I went in, got my blood test, got everything, found out my number, started my testosterone.
30 minutes?
That day, 30 minutes, was in and out, was in here doing the show, and rocking out. So go check them out. Go to tristatemenshealth.com. Take their low T quiz. Listen, it's going to be 10 questions. It's going to take about 2 minutes, yes or no answers. If any of that applies to you, go see them. Go see them. I promise you, don't wait a year or so too late. Go check them out. Listen, if you start testosterone, the $99 fee for the appointment is completely waived. So you won't even pay that.
No risk.
So go check them out. My friends, Tri-State Men's Health. Hey, if I do a makeup trip to Holiday World tomorrow, will you guys be okay or are you going to be mad at me?
We'll be just fine.
Are you sure? Are you going to be here tomorrow, Nate?
I'll be here.
Okay. Because if I go to Holiday World and then you're like, well,
I mean, we're going to make fun. Like, we're going to act like it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I will only allow it if you ride Good Gravy and you tell me how it is.
Okay.
Because it's a family coaster. It looks kind of fun.
It does look fun. Sounds tasty.
People, I need
sounds delicious.
A car painted.
Okay, we got a few.
Emergency.
We got a few. We got a few. Yeah, that's fair. All right. Oh, he said, Jim Berry said Kyle sent you.
Kyle, okay.
All right, see y'all tomorrow.
939 The Ville.